Bracing for a heat wave. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Currently, there's 15 million people in an excessive heat warning, which is the highest category for the heat headlines.
Meteorologist Brian Jackson at the National Weather Service, who says the excessive heat warnings cover central and southern California, parts of southern Nevada, and southwest Arizona this weekend. Phoenix expected to hit 114 degrees on Saturday. Heat advisories are also posted in parts of New Mexico and most of Texas and Oklahoma. May's Consumer Price Index, posted Friday morning, showed inflation spiked again last month, with prices up more than 8.5% compared to last May. Once again, the highest rate in more than 40 years. Food and fuel prices responsible for about half of that. President Biden claims there is some good news there.
Inflation outside of energy and food, what the economists call core inflation, moderated the last 2 months. Not enough, but it moderated. It's come down. We need it to come down much more quickly.
Speaking at the Port of Los Angeles, the president said fixing supply chain issues would help ease inflation. With a decision expected from the U.S. Supreme Court as early as next week on an abortion case from Missouri, demonstrations continuing outside the homes of some of the Supreme Court justices.
A protest outside the Virginia home of Clarence Thomas. Two groups, Our Rights DC and Ruth Sent Us, named after the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg, were outside the Thomas home just a little while ago. Now, Justice Amy Coney Barrett's home, also in Virginia, also a target. The group Ruth Sent Us has posted the addresses of the conservative justices online and plans to spend even more time in front of Barrett's home over the weekend.
Fox's David Spunt. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The requirement to test negative for COVID-19 before traveling to the U.S. is coming to an end.
A senior White House official confirming to Fox News that the testing requirement for travelers flying into the U.S. will expire at midnight Sunday. We're told the CDC found the mandate was no longer necessary. However, the agency will reevaluate its decision every 90 days and could reinstate testing for air travelers should a troubling new variant emerge. Airline and tourism groups have been pleading with the administration for months to end the requirement, citing a weakened demand for international travel. The U.S. Travel Association applauding the move by the Biden administration, saying it's a, quote, way toward a broader U.S. economic and jobs recovery. In Atlanta, Charles Watson, Fox News.
The CDC is also keeping tabs on monkeypox cases in the U.S., still numbering fewer than 50. The agency's Dr. Jennifer McQuiston says there is no evidence of community spread.
I think that the majority of cases in the United States, so 75% or more, are still reporting an international travel exposure that likely resulted in their monkeypox infection.
Transmission of monkeypox occurs during close contact, often sexual, with someone who's been infected. A homeless and mentally ill man in Florida will stand trial on charges of stabbing a teenager to death.
Law enforcement in West Palm Beach say 39-year-old Semi Williams, a vagrant schizophrenic, will be made to stand trial for the killing of 14-year-old Ryan Rogers late last year. The teen was reported missing while out bike riding. Williams was charged with stabbing him to death. While his attorneys claim Williams' mental illness is too great for him to understand, he's charged with murder. Williams insists he's not insane, and a judge rules he can aid in his own defense. Prosecutors will seek the death penalty.
Fox's Evan Brown, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.